Sixth-ranked Oklahoma, as impressive this week as last week, 49-21. Sooners knocking off UCLA. Jason Horowitz back with you here in our Westwood One studios. Let's quickly relive what happened today in Norman. And remember, just like last week when UCLA led Cincinnati 10-0 before losing that ballgame, the Bruins got out to a lead today as well. Seven plays, 80 yards on their second drive. Bola Ola run for me, had the touchdown from 2 yards out. So a 7-0 lead 6 minutes into the quarter, but any momentum given back on the kickoff.
Molson on the approach. Here comes the kick. High end over end. Brown waiting for it. Comes up, takes it about the 3 along the left side, hash to the 10, out of the 15, seam to the 20, out to the 25, to the 30, breaks the tackle, out to the 40, out to the 50, down the far sideline 30, down to the 20, inside the 15, finally tackled, wrestled down just outside the 10. They're going to mark him down at the 12, and this crowd is back to life. An 85-yard kickoff return. Nate Metters saved the touchdown.
And that kick return, the longest Oklahoma play, not for a touchdown, in Memorial Stadium history. It opened in 1923. And 3 plays later, Rodney Anderson, a 3-yard score for the game tying at 7-7. UCLA went 3 and out, and that's a problem against Oklahoma.
3 receivers right, single man to the left. Murray in the shotgun. He has the snap. He's back to throw. Blitz coming. Murray throws right side. Got a man. That's Brown. Makes the catch at the UCLA 40. Gets away. Running in between the hash marks. Over the 20. Over the 10. He's going to go. Touchdown, Oklahoma. Marquise Brown. They call him Hollywood. And a star-level play there. He takes it in. And Oklahoma has the lead. The Sooners on top by a score of 13-7 with 3:17 to go in the first quarter.
And that throw from Kyler Murray, who went 6 of 11 for 141 in the opening quarter. The 14-7 lead for Oklahoma to the second and in the red zone to start the second 15 minutes.
Bring a man in motion from the right. Murray gets the shotgun snap. He's going to fake to Sermon. Running left now, cuts it back to the right and strolls into the end zone. Touchdown, Oklahoma. A 10-yard touchdown run for Kyler Murray. His first rushing touchdown of the season. And on the first play of the second quarter, Oklahoma extends its lead to 20-7.
Hit the extra point, 21-7. That was the score at the half, 21-7 Oklahoma lead. Only real problem of the first 30 minutes. Star running back Rodney Anderson left in the opening quarter and never came back. That's a problem for an all-Big 12 back and certainly the team. Sooners today, though, they didn't have any issues using their backups.
Murray with Sutton to his right. 2 receivers either side, takes the shotgun snap. Sutton will get it this time running left. Avoids some traffic in the line. Breaks a tackle. Dives ahead of the goal line. In for the touchdown. Oklahoma is in the end zone again. This time Marcellius Sutton. Some fancy footwork, and then he falls ahead into the end zone. An 11-yard touchdown run, and Oklahoma has a 27-7 lead, 7:34 to go in the third.
And Sutton had 33 yards on 5 carries. Oklahoma would add another score before the end of the third, so 35-7 into the fourth, where Kyler Murray and company added the finishing touches with a Wrangler highlight of the game.
Play clock down to 3. Murray's got to hurry. Play clock is at 1. Murray wants the snap. He's got it. They get the play off. Murray is back. He surveys the field. He's looking. He's going deep down the field, trying to find the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Oklahoma. It was CeeDee Lamb who went up high above Nate Metters and Quentin Lake. And he makes the catch. 41-7, Oklahoma. 13:27 to go.
And that's our Wrangler highlight of the game, brought to you by the Wrangler Performance Series collection of shorts, jeans, and pants featuring the new Comfort Flex waistband and 4-way flex technology. Wrangler Performance Series, try on a pair today. 49-21 the final. Kyler Murray tops 300 yards. And as we go back to Ryan Radke and Derek Rackley and Norman, guys, while he was doing that, the Oakland A's on their Twitter account were putting out guys bumping into each other in big bubbles, hoping that's how Kyler Murray can play football the rest of the season.
All right, Jason.
It's not true.
Thanks very much.
It is true.
They want to make sure that Kyler Murray is healthy. They spent a lot of money on Kyler Murray for the baseball field, but on the football field today, 19 of 33, 306 yards and 3 touchdowns. After a great opener against FAU, wasn't quite the blowout, quite the inflated numbers, as you mentioned, that we saw in that game, but very efficient win for Oklahoma here this afternoon.